يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى على محمد فصلى على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا صاحب الزمان حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. اللهم صلى على محمد وعلى أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I would like to explain one of the smallest surah of Quran, which at the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. People, when they wanted to leave each other, they used to recite this surah of Quran. This is surah Al-Asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Al-Asr Innal insana lafi khusr Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam in one hadith mentioned that and recommend mu'mineen to recite this surah of Quran in their salat, in their mustahabi salat actually. The beginning and the first verse of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asr. Swear by time. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. It is common in Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several verses of Quran swear by different things. For example, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wan-nahar idha tajalla. According to Arabic literature, whenever a waw become before a noun, it means that swear. Wal asr, it means that swear by time. And here said wal fajr by the dawn, for example, wal shamsi wa duhaha by the sun and its noontime brightness. Wal nahar idha jallaha by the day when its brightness, the earth, when the sun enlightening the earth. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the city which the Prophet, our beloved Prophet, was living there. And said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. I swear by this city, city of Mecca, because you, as our Prophet, are living in this city. We usually swear by the things which is very dear for us. For example, by our father or mother, Kaaba, something like that. The things which is very dear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the life of his Prophet. In Surah Balad, said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد, I swear by this city. Why? وأنت حل بهذا البلد, because you are living in this city. And in another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hijr says that وَلَأَمْرَكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَأْمَهُونَ. By your life, this is very important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by your life, in their drunkenness day, they were truly blind. And in several verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the Sahar, the time before Salat al-Fajr, morning prayer, because very important. And we have a hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'minin said that Inna Dawood alayhi salam qama fi hadhihi as-sa'ah min al-layl. The Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, he used to wake up in such a time, in this time, and he says that وَيَقُولْ إِنَّهَا صَاعَةُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوا فِيهَا عَبْدٌ إِلَّا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. This is the exact time, this is the special time which nobody asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except then Allah will actually accept his request, his needs. So all of the dua, all of the supplication will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that time of the night, Sahar. But at the beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another swear and oath, said Al-Asr. What does Al-Asr mean in this surah? Sometimes the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear to it is very important, and sometimes the statement when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to mention after this swear is very important. Here I think as the another verses of this chapter are very important, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized his statement by swear and said swear by time. There are different meaning, and commentators of the Quran actually has a different meaning for this term. But the Al-Asr in Arabic literature, it means that to press, to squeeze, because this time is very important for everybody. The time which people at in the actually difficult day, they return to their home. They are waiting to result of the effort during the day. And as the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other chapters of Quran swear by the part of the day, wal-fajr, wal-layl, so that some commentators believe that this term al-asr in this verse, in this chapter of Quran, in this surah of Quran, it means that this evening. It means that evening, this part of the day. But some others consider it to the time and age of the history of mankind, which is full of lesson, to think about it, to take the lesson from the history. And some have emphasized that the meaning of the Asr in this Surah of Quran, it is the actually age of the Holy Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The age which Islam has been appeared, the age which actually bright verses of Quran revealed, the age which earth and heaven has a connection, the age which Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam was living at that time, the time which Fatima salamullah alayha was living at that time, and the light of Fatima salamullah alayha was in the sky of the Medina. Someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, sometimes I saw actually a light over the Medina. What is this light? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the light of Salat of Fatima sallallahu alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal faraj. When she stand to pray, this is the light of Fatima sallallahu alayha. And so as this time is very important and fulfillment of the actually companions of the Prophet educated and learned at that time, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by this special time, by this actually part of history. And the another commentators of the Holy Quran believe that this time should be the time of return and reappearance of the Imam of the Age, Imam Zaman, Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. With the evidence that Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has a actually particular hadith about the tafsir of Al-As, and Imam alayhi salam mentioned that the means of Al-As in this surah of Quran is the age and As and the time of reappearance of the Imam of the Age alayhi salatu wasalam. Because all of the anbiya, all of the awliya, all of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam made a hard effort to reach to this point. And this is the age to pick the fruit of their efforts. So this is very important time. This is the time which Imam Sadiq alayhi as-salam said, لَوْ أَدْرَكْتُهُ لَخَدَمْتُهُ. If Imam Sadiq alayhi as-salam said, if I actually be alive at that time, I will be servant of the Imam of the Age. And inshallah, we are very close to this time. So as this actually part of the time is very important, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal asr, by the time. The most important things which mentioned in our rawayat that maybe this verse of surah wal asr is the al asr. It means that the salatul asr. Why? Because in Quran and in our rawayat actually importance place of salat asr and recommended people to actually to perform salat asr. For example, in Quran said, "Hafidhu ala salawat wa salat al-wusta." Be careful and protect all of your prayer. Be careful about the time of Prophet. Do your prayer on time. And wa salatul wusta separately, and especially mention salatul wusta. So some ulama believe that salatul wusta is salatul asr. As the Salat As is very important in view of Quran and in view of Ahadith, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swear by this time, the time which usually all of mu'mineen stand to actually perform Salat As. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse mentioned that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. So the Wal Asr, this swear, wants to actually draw our attention to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which mentioned in the next verse of Quran. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. All of humanity, surely, إِنَّا is certainly, surely, without any doubt, man is in loss. Your life, maybe in loss. So إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Arabic literature says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala four times emphasized and did ta'kid actually on this statement. Because before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear. It means that the news is very important and it's very serious. Be careful. And inna, in Arabic literature, it means that certainly, surely, truly. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. These sentences start with a noun. So in Arabic literature says that whenever a sentence starts with a noun, it is when this sentence is more important. So emphasizing again. And lam in lafi khusr, another time for first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes. It means that certainly, 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 all of humankind are in loss. Man is in loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Quran said, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. The loss is belong to one who come in the day of judgment and who lost his life. He didn't follow Prophet, he didn't recite Quran, he didn't actually fulfill his wajibat. And also this man actually guide his family in wrong way. Said, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Those in loss are those who lost their own soul. الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Be careful about your family, about your children. Because in Arabic there are two terms. One of them is zarar. Zarar is lack of interest. Sometimes you buy something, you want to sell it, but the economic situation is not good. You may actually sell this stuff same price as you got it before. This is zarar. But khusran, it means that without any interest and you lost your capital. Fakhr Razi, one of the old scholars of Ahl Sunnah school, he said, I actually learned the meaning of khusran. Sometimes I was walking in the street and I saw a boy. He called and he was actually ice seller, and he called people and said that, have pity on him whose capital is melting, is losing. Why? Because he got ice and he spent 4-5 hours a day. And after that, because the ice is melted, is lost, so he cannot sell the ice at the same price he bought it before. So sometimes we actually lost our capital. This is the khusran. This is the khusran. After 60 years, after 70 years, we look at our file, we understand we have nothing to offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of humanity are in loss. Is there any way to rescue ourselves? Is there any way to save ourselves to this absolute loss? In another verse said, yes. Yes, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have faith. وَأَمِنُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ, and do good deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and advise each other and guide each other and enjoin each other to the truth. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and actually they advise each other to patient. So four principles should be take care of it. The first one is faith. But faith itself doesn't work. Faith without amal salih, without good deeds, doesn't work. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ,
amal saleh and good deeds should become from iman, from amal, from good faith. So some people, their work are good, but unfortunately, they doesn't have any faith. And some people, they have faith, but without any amal saleh. The interesting thing that in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the amilu as-salahat. As-salahat is plural. Not one amal salih, one good deed, one good action. Amilu as-salahat. Do all of wajibat. And avoid from all of muharramat. Amilu as-salahat. Quran said, some people in the ladina yakfuruna billah. They are faithless. وَالرَّسُولِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. They are going to separate between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet and said that وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ. And they believe in some and they doesn't believe in other. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah actually sent someone to the one tribe near to Medina and said that please go to that tribe and ask them for zakat. He went there. There was an old man with some camels and said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave salam to you and please give me the zakat. He said, okay, go to the next tribe and come back. After that I will calculate and give you zakat. He said, okay, no problem. He went to the next tribe and when he came back, he said, okay, I took the zakat from that tribe, please give me the zakat. He said, say my salam to the Prophet and say that I believe everything other than zakat. نؤمن ببعض نكفر ببعض. Some people is too difficult for them to pay zakat, to pay khums, anything relating to their pocket. He said, say my salam to the Prophet. I believe in all of your teaching except zakat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who want to be saved from the absolute and great loss in the day of judgment, he should amalu as-salahat, all of the good deed. He has not option to choose from all of the teaching of the Prophet. No, this one is good. Yes, Salat, yes, I'm ready to actually do 100 rakat a day. But paying khums, I'm sorry. Some of the people such as this. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tawasu bilhaq wa tawasu bisab. Tawasu bilhaq, following truth and being patient for fulfilling a'mal. Actually a part of amal saleh, but as they are important, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned separately. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالسَّبْرِ. Brothers and sisters, keeping religion, having religion in this time, in this country is too difficult. Let me to recite one of the beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah says that Ya'ti ala nas zamanun. Ya'ti ala nas zamanun. The time will come. As-sabiru fihi ala dinihi mislu al-qabidi ala al-jamri bikaf. The one who want to keep his religion, the one who wants to protect his religion, the one who wants to have a religion for himself and his family, is like a person who actually taking part of a fire in his hand. It is too difficult to keep the fire in your hand. So having religion, being mu'min, and establish a mu'min family, establish a mu'min community is too difficult. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. First, all of humanity are in loss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except those who have a good face and do good deeds and advise each other to put themselves in the right path. وَتَوَصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep ourselves and our family from the fire of the hell. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والناس واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل وسلم على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين اللهم صل وسلم على صديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين اللهم صل وسلم على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن ابن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات ذنت أرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه اللهم نجدد له في يومنا هذا وما عشت وما عشنا من أيامنا أحدا وعقدا وبيئة له في أنومنا لا أحول لا نحول عنها ولا نزول أبدا اللهم اجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه والضابين عن والمصارعين إليه في قضاء حوائجه والممتثلين لأوامره والمحامين عن والسابقين إلى إرادته والمستشهدين بين يديه. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. We are in month of Safar, the month of Ziyarat actually, and all of Mu'mineen, all of Shia, they are used to go to Karbala for Ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajam. And people in other city, they are used to recite Ziyarat Ashura and Ziyarat Arba'in. Ziyarat Ashura between Muharram and Safar, and Ziyarat Arba'in in the day of Arba'in. The issue of Ziyarat is very important in Islam and especially in Shia. Let me to recite only some beautiful hadith which A'imma alayhi as-salam encourage mu'mineen for this important worship and ibadah. The first one, Imam alayhi salam said that man zara akhahu fi Allah qala Allah azza wa jal iyaya zurta. The one who go to visit his brother in Islam. Fi Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any purpose. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who visit his brother in his home, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iyaya zurta, you actually visited myself. Visiting our brother
in Islam is like visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. وَثَوَابُكَ عَلَيَّ I have to reward you because you actually came and you visited me. وَلَسْتُ أَرْضَ لَكَ ثَوَابًا دُونَ الْجَنَّةِ And actually I'm not satisfied to give you a reward less than Jannah, less than paradise. The another hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam alayhi salam said to one of his companion and said, "Abligh man tara mawalina salam." Say my regard, my salam to everyone you see. Wa usihim bi taqwallahi al-azim. And actually talk to him about to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a taqwa. وَأَنْ يَتَلَاقُوا فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ And go to house of each other and visit each other in their house. And يَتَلَاقُوا فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ Not in the center, not in the in your office, in your buyut, in your house. فَإِنَّ اللِّقَاءَ بَعْضِهِمْ بَعْضًا حَيَاتٌ لَأَمْرِنَا Visiting each other is actually stand your religion. Is like actually give life to your religion. Because this is sunnah of Rasulullah, the sunnah of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. And you actually spread the message of deen and you talk about ahadith, about your religion. And the another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Based on Rawayat, the place is full of angel of God. Please do not hesitate to recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Rasulullah said, "Man zarani fi hayati aw ba'da mamati kana fi jawari yawm al-qiyamah." The one who visit me during my life or after my death, come to my shrine, for example, this person actually will be next to me in Jannah, in paradise, in that level. We have another hadith, Shi'atuna ma'ana wa fi darajatuna fil Jannah. Our followers, the one who actually is right Shia, they are in same level of us in the day of in Jannah, in paradise. And here said Rasulullah, the one who actually come to visit me in, during my life or after my life, kana fi jawari yawm al-qiyamah, he will be with me in the day of judgment. And someone asked Ayyma alayhi wasalam, ma li man zara ahadun minkum? What will be for the one who visit your shrine, your haram? Which reward will give him? Ayyma alayhi wasalam said, qala ka man zara Rasulullah. Whatever Rasulullah said about this person, we say same things. It means that this person will be actually at the same level of Ayyma alayhi wasalam in the day of judgment, in that difficult time. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajah. And the last hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam said that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajah. Man zarana fi mamatana ka man zarana fi hayatana. The one who actually visit us during our life is like the one who actually visit us after our life, come to our shrine, come to our haram, is like a person who visit us during our life. Why? Because the soul of A'im alayhim as-salam has been affected to soul of mu'mineen, is still alive. There is a, actually we say, isn't dukhul, the permission when you want to go to haram A'im alayhim as-salam. One of sentences is very beautiful. Mention that Ashhadu annaka tashhadu maqami. I bear witness that you, my Imam, you know my place. Which place of your haram I am standing?
أشهد أنك تشهد مقامي وتسمع كلامي and you are hearing my salam وترد سلامي and you reply my salam. So the soul of A'imma alayhum as-salam, which affected during their life and changed the life of their companion, is still alive. That's why they actually emphasize for ziyarat. Go for ziyarat of A'imma alayhum as-salam. But ziyarat has actually politic effect, absolutely. More than 20 million of mu'mineen are going to ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is the Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This is the special grave. This is the special, actually, lutf and kind and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Shia. More than 20 million people. Ta'ala. And inshallah, this is will be the beginning of the zuhur of Imam As alayhi salam, because mu'minin are waiting for zuhur of Imam As alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And they are showing their love to Imam alayhi salam. And they are actually announcing that we are ready to sacrifice ourselves for Imam, to keep our religion. Inshallah, we have a gathering next Sunday in downtown. I want to request all of brothers and sisters to participate with their family in this biggest gathering, because we actually have an opportunity to go to ziyarat of Imam Hussein in Iraq, in Karbala. At least we can participate in this actually gathering and procession. Inshallah, all of mu'mineen, our brothers and sisters, try to come with their family, and we want to show our unity, our love to our Imam. And inshallah, in this center, we have several programs, and ulama, alhamdulillah, are here. I want to say welcome in behalf of all of you, because of their coming and their effort. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to take lesson from their speech. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this day, in the day of, in Friday, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us opportunity next year to go for ziyarat Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. Allahumma ajjal waliyyaka al-faraj wal-afiyata wal-nasr waj'alna min ansarihi wa awanih. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ شيعة آل محمد. اللهم احفظ ثورتنا وزعيمنا. اللهم اغفر مراجعنا وعلمائنا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح مددي مددي.